This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. Thank you for tuning in.
The Baha'i Faith of Fort Bend County invites all for an informal devotional gathering where we share music, prayers, inspirational readings taken from the major religions of the world in an environment of unity and harmony. The Word of God, says the Baha'i Writings, provides an inspiration, rejuvenates the soul, gladdens hearts, and renews one's sense of purpose. The devotional is held on the second and third Sundays of each month from 4 to 5 p.m. near the intersection of Grand Parkway and Cinco Ranch Boulevard. It is followed by sharings of thoughts, ideas, and ways to apply spiritual principles to one's day-to-day affairs. Refreshments will be served. No fees, donations, or collection is requested, just your participation and inspirations. For details on the location or for answers to any other questions you may have, please call the Baha'i Faith of Fort Bend County at 281-395-9026. You're listening to KPFT Houston.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the May 10th edition of After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your executive producer for this evening.
I'm Jose. I'll be the co-pilot.
Jimmy is out frolicking in the woods.
With Merlin.
There's a confidentiality with that, and Merlin didn't sign off on it. But then again, Merlin didn't sign up to go on the thing. He was kind of hijacked, but hey.
Yeah, hijack, Shanghai, all the same thing, right?
Yeah. Hey, as long as you're hijacked and shanged or hide. Actually, you know, Merlin could use his hijanged. Normally we would say, you know, we've got a jam-packed show, but, you know, tonight's show is as wide open as the South 40 of one of our members of our crew. The After Hours Quickie is the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, Inc., Houston. And I'll turn on the mic so you can hear them. And they're done. Okay. And after that would be Leather Ties with Daddy Bear Robert T., who unfortunately is under the weather.
Well, at least he's under something, right?
Yeah. So, he will not be joining us tonight, so we're going to be doing a lot of music.
And probably news and views and roundtable.
Yeah, we're doing some roundtable here, and, you know, as much as I can stand hearing you people talk. We got a letter in.
One of our MBBs?
One of our MBBs, Tigger.
Oh, how's he doing?
A miracle of miracles, he finally got to hear us last week.
Awesome.
He did, so we're going to talk a little bit more about his letter. Hopefully he's listening in now, but he... Unfortunately, my eyesight is going, so I was having trouble reading the letter.
Hi, Tigger. Thanks for listening. We're glad you could catch us last week.
And you can tell he's a long-time listener because he goes, hey, holy FCC word. I keep thinking I'm dreaming, but I'm not. Hallelujah. Jimmy's giving the what's going on in the area announcement right now. And that's... yes, it's Chris. Sexy, sexy voice. Something, a little comment later on about toes curling.
Yeah, well, if you don't take your pantyhose off, your toes will curl.
But we'll get into the full story on the letter. Let's go with some of the calendar of events. Some of the stuff from the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, Inc., Houston. On the 11th, the Mother's Day show hosted by Queen Mother Dee Dee DeMarco.
and Selena St. John over at the BRB. On next following week on the 16th, Passover on Drag Time by Marsha Mink and Gill at EJ's, starting at 8:30. And on the 17th, All Around the World, hosted by Scott Kenyon at EJ's, starting at 8. And I guess we'll do the 18th, Happy Anna Birthday, hosted by Susan Hayes, Sherry Harrell, and Sabrina Sims over at Tony's Corner Pocket. For more information on ERESIS, you can find them at www.ersiss.org. I talked about that one already. Passover and Drag Time, we talked about that. All Around the World. Sundance Candle Company will not be doing their Steak and Shrimp Night on Sunday, May 11th, so everyone can spend time on Mother's Day with their family. They will be doing the Steak and Shrimp Night coming back on the 18th. Invitation for the first benefit show for Mr. Houston at Large of US of A. It's a benefit show to help Valentino Capri go to Mr. Gay Texas at Large US of A. It would be on Friday, May 16th at Tony's Corner Pocket. Showtime is at 8. And some of the entertainers you'll see there is Gemini Empress ICOH Rose, Mr. San Angelo Newcomer Lasat Capri, Imperial Princess of ICOH Carrie Christopher, Baron of ICOH Atril Capri, Odyssey Capri, Angel Capri, Angelus Capri. But it's not an ICOH event. There's a lot of Capris. So don't come in long pants. For those of you thinking Mary Tyler Moore, you'll understand that. Southern Country Houston announces the check presentation to AFH Camp Hope on Thursday, May 15th at the BRB. They invite the community to share in this special event. Lone Star Country is a country western dance group founded in 91. They serve our community as a charitable, educational, and social group. Don't forget Wednesdays over at Tony's Corner Pocket. The Tony's Corner Divas featuring Lillian Devereaux on Anne-Marie Gill. I guess you say on because she has a little apostrophe in there. Anne-Marie Gill, Selena St. John, Marsha Mink Gill, and Regina Dane. Tony's Corner Pocket is over at 817 West Dallas. Another thing from Southern Country, don't forget free dance lessons in May on Thursday. After the check presentation, you can learn to do line dance, couples dance, cumbia, and two-step cumbia.
And this is where now?
That's over at the BRB at 2400 Brazos. No partner required. We'll give you a chair to dance with. And that's from 8 to 10:30. The board of directors of the Stella Link Seville Pride Pageants presents the 2008 Miss Mr. Ms. Gay Pride Houston Pageant. The event will be held at the BRB May 25th, with the contest beginning at 7 p.m. Candidates must have their applications turned into the BRB no later than 6 p.m. Pretty sure you can pick up those at the BRB for that. Coming up on May 25th, WIP Society, Women in Power, is doing their 10th anniversary run. You can go to WIP Society, WIPSociety.net, for more information on them. Starts over at Mary's Naturally for brunch. Dinner over at Tony's Corner Pocket, with receptions throughout the evening. Don't forget the Matriarch of Montrose 2008 will be happening at EJ's. The reigning matriarch Morgan Fairview will be stepping down and starting up with at 5 p.m. over at EJ's, benefiting the Bearing Support Network. That's a long. Oh, it's the 24th. There's a fun little thing. The another thing from Erisa is Dragging Out the Leather. This is a drag show that will be happening at The Ripcord.
Oh, this will be fun.
Yes, that will be on May 24th at 9 p.m., starting at The Ripcord. It's a benefit for Legacy Community Health Services and Assisters through Coronation 25. And it's hosted by Imperial Prince Falcon. I think I'll be there in some capacity. Be afraid.
You going to be wearing your leather?
No, maybe the other half of it. It just might be. We're not sure. We talked briefly about it, but you never know.
briefly about leather, huh?
No, you know, it's a drag show, and that's the club where my organization holds its colors, hangs its colors. So, the possibility of the sisters coming along might. Oh no, I'm sorry, not the sisters. Scratch that. We're talking that routine. You never know who will show up at something like that.
Always.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Especially with a night like tonight where we're going to be flying by the seat of our pants. We're going to be playing some music, having some fun like usual. We're gonna get into some music. Should we start off with some comedy now?
Let's do some songs about moms, huh? You got some songs about
moms? I haven't
moms?
Dug them out yet.
Oh, all right. Next round.
I guess we'll start with some comedy.
All right.
How's that?
Let's do some
comedy.
Let me
find a CD so I can scare somebody out in the lobby.
Okay, so do you need me to...
No. CD was right on top.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, see, there's a reason for playing this first song with one of the guys out in the lobby, and it's one of our traditional little parts of our three set of comedy. So, let's turn the knob to 10 and turn that to here. A little oldie but a goodie here from from here on After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. And if you're listening out there, it's time to play the Queer Policeman. And this is After Hours.
If you ever need a policeman, all you got to do is holler. They're always there right on the job. For instance, here's the best one that money can buy.
Help! Help! Help!
Policeman. I'm a real policeman. Oh, and I'd love to give you the third degree. While gazing at my sexy form, with rapture you'll be stricken. Take one look at me, fellows. In me you'll find some chicken. A ruffian wants to fight me. I gave him one cold gaze. And as I rudely messed his hair, I says to him, I says, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and a sergeant she'll serve tea. Now stop that tittering, I insist, you horrid, horrid man. Cause I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am. Oh, you're a large one, you are. You know, while walking down the street one day with my girlfriend by my side, she said, look at that horrible fist fight. I think I'll run and hide. But instead of feigning, as you'd suppose, my smelling salts I drew, and dashing mascara on my eyes, and to the fray I flew. So I says to him, you booger, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and the sergeant she'll serve tea. Now stop the snickering, I insist, you horrid, horrid man, cause I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am. You know, while cruising my squad car last night, I came upon two lovely boys parked in a car. I'll be damned, there they are. So I shined my flashlight in the car, and I says, okay, fellas, what's going on in there? One of the boys said, well, nothing, officer. We're just sitting here talking, just chewing the fat, you know? So I said, well, how long have you been parked here? He said, about an hour, sir. I said, you mean you've been parked here an hour and nothing has happened? He said, no, sir. I said, well, here, you get out and hold the flashlight. Let me in there. Well, I'll never forget my toughest arrest was a bartender big and rough. He says I wasn't a policeman. I didn't look tough enough. But did I bawl him out something terrible? Right then I called his bluff. And fluttering my kerchief in his face, I said, I've had enough. Oh, I'm so mad I could spit. So I says to him, with authority in my voice, you're arrested, you're arrested. Now come at once with me. We're going to the station, and the sergeant, she'll serve tea.
Wait, hold everything, hold
everything. What's the matter with you?
You said three times, the sergeant, she'll serve tea.
Certainly, I said it three times.
No, you mean the sergeant, he'll serve tea. Mm-hmm. You don't know your English.
Well, you don't know my sergeant. Now stop that snickering, I insist, you horrid, hard man, because I'm a real policeman.
No.
Honest to God, I am.
And now a preview of our coming attractions. Manhole Productions presents Derek John and Chuck U. Farley in the South Sea Saga, Buggery on the High Seas.
All right, tie that scurvy dog to the yard arm.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yeoman Bosun.
Sir.
Read the charges.
Aye, aye, Captain. Seaman Kelly. You have been charged with the heinous crime of buggery on the high sea daddy of mine.
I'm innocent. I'm innocent. I didn't do it. You gotta believe me. I'm innocent.
He's lying.
I am not.
You are so, you big fibber.
Look, I'm not lying, Captain.
Yes, he is, Captain. He's a big liar.
Look, you shut up or I'm going to get you.
You already did. That's why you're in trouble now.
All right, both of you, shut up.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Look, I told you to shut up.
But he's a big fibber, Captain. He's lying.
Look, you either shut up or I'll give you what he's going to get.
And what's that?
50 lashes with a cat and ideas.
50 lashes? He should get at least 100 for what he did to me, the big fibber, liar, liar, liar.
Tie that scurvy dog to the yardarm, too.
Get your hands off me. You smell like fish, you big brute.
Here, give me that whip. Hoist that dog from the yardarm.
Hey, you're hurting my wrist. Hey, this isn't funny now, you guys. Hey, come on. Oh, rip the shirt. How cliche. I suppose you have me walk the plank next or something.
Here, take this, you dog.
Ow! 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 Ooh!
Space. Final frontier.
Specimen gathering mission on planet Alpha 177.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bothering you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their ill logic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes. Yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Use my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. Of you.
Kiss me.
You out of your mind?
The prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No! I can't. It's painless and quick.
Ah! Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Ah! Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain. I won't fight you anymore.
I feel so weak. I'll be glad when this is over.
I'm behaving disgracefully.
Believe me, Mr. Spock. It was painful. In more ways than one.
Aye, sir.
Captain's log, supplement. I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
I don't know why I have not been infected.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
The classic trilogy of comedy here on After Hours. Digging out some of the oldies here. The Queer Policeman. Followed up by Buggery on the High Seas, Cheech and Chong. And wrapping it up with Spock's Sodomy Party. And once again, supposedly two of those three are done by straight people. You know, Cheech and Chong and some DJ. Way too much time on his hands going through old episodes of Star Trek to come up with those little edited ditties.
That was actually pretty brilliant, the Star Trek one. I always did enjoy that.
Especially when you consider, you know, it's been here for a while, even though it's on CD. So,
yeah,
you know, that could have been mastered the old-fashioned way, not electronically.
Yeah, but still, it's a classic.
It's a little bit... let's see.
So we're going to go with themes tonight, Chris?
Oh, of course. You know, I've got to get into some themes.
Which got lined up now?
Well, got a couple here for Mother's Day. If I play my cards right, I've got two so far. And that, you know, if I was thinking right when I got here, well, would have done that already. But, you know, it is Mother's Day, you know. Was it like the third high holy day for gay men?
Yeah, because most men think of themselves as mothers, you know.
But, so we're going to be playing some music here once again. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Those of you hoping to be tuning in soon here for Leather Ties, Daddy Bear is under the weather. So we're going to be doing some music, and we're getting some stuff together to do an extended roundtable here a little bit later. Trying to find some interesting little stories out there. I don't remember if anything's been coming up that was of particular interest, but we'll find something. You know, we'll always find something to talk about.
Oh, always.
So, let's go here with a couple of things about motherhood and such from Romanowski and Phillips. Go a little old school again. And make sure I have the right ones in there. And good thing I double-checked, because I didn't. What else is new? This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
I remember dressing up in my mother's clothes. She had hordes of high-heeled shoes and plenty of pairs of pantyhose. She had wigs to make me look a thousand different ways. Blouses made of silk and lace and evening gowns for days. My mother. Accessories to match. My mother's
my mother's foot.
My mother's
foot.
All my dreams came through in my mother's clothes. We could be a princess from a fairy tale. Oh, Florence Nightingale. Still, I wish to be a lady, not
so I could have a man, but so I could have a baby. Ooh, Mandy, I know it's kind of strange. Ooh, Mandy, but please let me explain. Ooh, Mandy, I know it's kind of crazy. I got ooh, Mandy, I wanna have a baby. Now I like my equipment, I wouldn't trade it for the world, but I might trade it for 9 months if I could only be a girl. Now I don't wanna wear a dress or be somebody's wife, I just wanna have a chance to feel the miracle of life. Ooh, Mandy, I know it's kind of strange. Ooh, Mandy, but please let me explain. Ooh, Mandy, I know it's kind of crazy. I got ooh, Mandy, I wanna have a baby. I do it naturally, no Playtex formulas for me. That is a must, and that'd be Dr. Spock. If I could just be blessed with pregnancy.
Ready, girl?
Well, maybe someday science
maybe
will make it a reality.
A reality.
If it's been done in test tubes, then why not inside of me?
Why not in me?
I'm every bit as loving and gentle as can be. Oh, Lord. Labor pain. Ooh, Mandy, I know it's kind of crazy. I got ooh, Mandy, I wanna have a baby. I got ooh, Mandy.
Wow, wow, wow.
Washing the floors to send you to college, staying at home so you can feel safe. What do you think is the soul of her knowledge? What do you think that makes her feel safe?
Biting her lips and lowering her eyes to make sure there's food on the table. What do you think would be her surprise if the world were as willing as she's able? Hugging herself in an old kitchen chair, she listens to your hurt and your rage. What do you think she knows of despair? What is the aching of age? The father, the children, the brothers turn to her, and everybody white turns to her. What about her turning around alone in the everyday life?
what a fear a woman can break down. Sit down, break down, sit down. Like everybody else, call it quits on a Monday, blues on Tuesday, sleep until Sunday down. Sit down, break down, sit down. Flash out a flash, it's courage that cries out at night. Oh, well, I don't know it's flash out a flash, it's bravery kept out of sight. It's too much of a task for any one woman.
I don't know about you, but I think I'm ready for a lesbian Latina participatory song. Ay, ¿dónde está Dolores para bailar?
Dolores.
Ay, búsquenme a Dolores para gozar.
Dolores.
Ay, ¿dónde está Dolores para bailar?
Dolores.
Ay, búsquenme a Dolores para gozar.
Dolores.
Ay, ¿dónde está Dolores para bailar?
Dolores.
Ay, búsquenme a Dolores para gozar.
Dolores.
Mira cómo se mueve para bailar. Dolores. Mira cómo se mueve para gozar.
Dolores.
Mira qué cintura tiene para bailar.
Dolores.
Mira qué cintura tiene. Tiene para gozar. Dolores, no quiere saber de hombres para bailar. Oh, oh, no quiere saber de hombres para gozar.
Dolores,
se ha desaparecido para bailar. Dolores, se fue de la fiesta para poder gozar. Está con la Magdalena para bailar. Dolores, está con la Magdalena para gozar. Dolores, está con la Magdalena para bailar. Dolores, se fue con la Magdalena para gozar. Dolores. Oh, ay, mi Lerola, es la revolución lesbiana. Qué buena, qué buena. Ay, qué cita linda, ay, mamá. Ay, búsquenme a Dolores para bailar. Dolores, que el pueblo latino canta para celebrar.
Dolores.
Yeah.
It's always good to get applause on the show. A little quartet for Mother here on Mother's Day. A couple of classic groups that had there. Romanowski and Phillips with My Mother's Clothes, followed by Womb Envy. And after that was The Flirtations with Ought to Be a Woman and Donde Está Dolores. And that, you know, when Jimmy's not here, we get to play the other weirder stuff. Oh, yes, because, you know, I like going to this little theme stuff. And, you know, this was Mother's, we're getting ready for Mother's Day. And so I had to hit those. And looking through my little collection here. I don't know, let's play unedited Margaret Cho song. let's see. Can I play that? I can do a little bit of editing with other stuff here. We're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. And all that other.
And all that jazz.
And all that jazz. Let's see. This will give me enough time. I can. How about some queer questioning songs? Try to find out about other people, huh? How's that sound? Why not? Who can stop me? let's go here. While I spend some time trying to find this other song we want to play for the end of this part. From M Songs, Tell Me That You're Gay. and this After Hours.
Man, here's my story. It's true. Pay attention, I might happen to you. husband to France, then her to kiss Madame.
If I had muscles and a tan, a face like Superman,
with something in my jeans,
well then he'd probably marry me. He speaks of Jane Russell and how he loves the muscle. Talks like Liberace, walks like Wilbur Flintstone. Though it sounds far-fetched, but when we're playing catch, his rings seem unattached. Why do his clothes all match? Why won't he touch my snatch? I think he's gay.
That's for Daddy Bear Tichy, maybe listening. He was performing to this partially at the show of shows.
We hope you get well, Daddy Bear Robert T.
Yeah, so that was Pussy Tourette with I Think He's Gay. Yeah, it's one of my one of the songs on my MP3 player. And it's one of the things I was always teased about, you know, having to go on stage and performing stuff. And with some other things I'm doing now, like I'm thinking I'm probably gonna have to do that. It's like I don't really want to. I spent one night going through my MP3 player, going, I can do that in drag. I can do that as a guy. Do that in drag. Do that as a guy.
Like, you can do it in a habit too.
I mean, I'm going through there, going, okay, I gotta get dressed for that. And, you know, I gotta buy a priest shirt for that one. I was looking at, you know, I can found a place online where I can order a reverend's shirt and collar. I was thinking purple, because then afterwards I'll put on like a green bib and I could do Barney. That was a little set of queer questioning songs. Pussy Tourette, I Think He's Gay. Josie Cotton, Johnny, Are You Queer? Sharon Alexis with Please Don't Be Gay. That's from the Sorted Live soundtrack, soon to be a television series.
Ooh, really?
I think it's on, I think Logo. Just turning that in there. And started off with L.A. Shake with Tell Me That You're Gay. So, this is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. And I've got the next set. And, of course, you know, since we're playing music and Jimmy's not here, it's me in charge. You know, I like to go with themes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see if you can guess what the theme is of this next one. You know, we got to be very careful. You know, this item had gotten us in trouble before, so...
Well, you know.
But let's see if you can figure out what we're talking about. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
Soon as you're born, grown-ups check where you play, and then they decide just how you're gonna be. Girls, pink and quiet, boys, noisy and blue. Seems like a dumb way to choose what you'll do. It's only a wee-wee, so what's the big deal? It's only a wee-wee, what's all the fuss? It's only a wee-wee, and everyone's got one. There's better things to discuss. Now girls must use makeup, girls' names and girls' clothes, and boys must wear sneakers, but not pantyhose. The grown-ups will teach you the rules to their dance, and if you get confused, they'll say, look in your pants. It's only a wee-wee, so what's the big deal? It's only a wee-wee, what's all the fuss? It's only a wee-wee, and everyone's got one. There's better things to discuss. Now if I live to be nine, I won't understand why grown-ups are totally obsessed with glands. If I touch myself, don't you do that, I'm told, and they treat me like I might explode. It's only a wee-wee, what is the big deal? It's only a wee-wee, oh, what's all the fuss? It's only a wee-wee, and
everyone's got one. There are better things to discuss. Now, grown-ups, watch closely each move that you make. Boys, you must not cry. And girls, you must make cake. It's all very formal, and I think it smells. Let's all be abnormal, act like ourselves. It's only a wee-wee, so what's the big deal? It's only a wee-wee, what's all the fuss? It's only a wee-wee, and everyone's got one. There are better things to discuss.
I told my friend the writer how happy I would be if he'd write an opening number especially for me. But when he had it finished, it came as quite a shock. He handed me a song titled, How Do You Like My... I said, you can't do that in public. I said even I wouldn't dare. So he made a few small changes. Now I can sing it anywhere. Como te gusta mi pinga en tus pantalones. Como te gusta mi pinga y mis cojones. It's the same old thing in the same old hole, but when you say it in Espanol, it sounds divine. Como te gusta mi pinga, es muy caliente. Como te gusta mi pinga, es grande plenty. You don't go around shouting you're well hung, but when you do it in another tongue, it's just fine. When the hour's late and I don't have a date and I feel that I can't go on, I lift up my head and I stick out my chin and I talk like Montalbán. Como te gusta mi pinga, it sounds so neato, like a warm quesadilla or a pork burrito. It's the same old cheese and the same old meat, but when it has a Latin beat, it's okay. Como te gusta mi pinga.
Thank you very much. And thank you to my favorite team. I think penises are wonderful. I like to play them. Masturbation is loads of fun. And so is loving others.
Refrain,
cause it's not a way to measure.
funny but not intelligent. They have no IQ. Penises are cute, but they're not logical. Don't let them make decisions for you.
Play in this little group, but I have to step in and tell you, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org, and hopefully you figured out what the set is we're playing here, and if you didn't get it before, I do believe we're going to give it to you now.
Whenever life gets you down, keeps you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind. And when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line, if you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, 'cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
I take a look at my enormous penis, and my troubles start a melting away.
Bow, bow,
I take a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants. I end the feeling like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way. My troubles start a melting away.
Bow, bow,
I take a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big amounts in the place where it counts, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day.
I take a look at my enormous penis,
and everything is going my way.
My cows are monster.
Everything is going my way. Everything is going my way.
Size doesn't matter.
Everything is going
hopefully it's not too late in the evening you couldn't figure out what our theme was. That was Da Vinci's Notebook, Enormous Penis. Romanowski and Phillips, Don't Use Your Penis for a Brain. From the Trick soundtrack, Como Te Gusta Mi Pinga. And Music Bear kicked it off with It's Only a Wee Wee.
Tribute to every man's favorite organ around here.
Yeah. Oops. That's not mine. That's Jimmy's. That's Jimmy's enormous penis. Sorry. Oops.
Well, how did you end up picking that up when you went to pick up the music?
Because the only way Jimmy has an enormous penis is it's detachable.
That's why I was asking. How the hell would you... Anyway.
All right. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. We're flying by the seat of our pants here. Doing a little bit of music, some stuff that we don't hear as much as we would like. And one thing I've always been accused of is I don't play enough women, although I did play two of them already. Well, two and a half. So, I'll meet you halfway. How's that sound?
Hey, there we go. That works.
So, we're going to... We'll meet you halfway there and do a little transgendered music. And start off with Jane County. And kind of sets off the theme of the set, transgendered rock and roll.
Earth to Miss Destiny. Transgender rock and roll.
Transgender rock and roll.
be free, one must give up a little part of oneself.
Go!
Transgendered music.
Yay!
Only here on After Hours are you going to find a set like that. Hit from the soundtrack of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, that was The Angry Inch. Temptress with Crack the Whip and Jane County with Transgendered Rock and Roll. We are still working furiously on finding stuff we can use for our...
Anyhow, yes.
What?
We're looking for some news for our, some stuff for our After Hours roundtable here. Chris, do we want to go to another set, or do we want to bring in the crew for roundtable?
Give me a second here.
Chris is feeling a little under the weather tonight.
Chest pains are a lovely thing. They're highly underrated. A little music on and figure out where we're going next.
To the North Pole? We're going to see Santa Claus.
How evil do I get?
That's a rhetorical question, right?
I can do this.
You could do this?
No. I'm going to be a bad boy. It's going to be good. This one goes out to Jacob.
Better you than me.
See if we get anyone running in.
I'm stumbling back in the club. I'm sweaty and kind of dazed. My shirt's untucked and my hair's messed up. But I got a smile on my face.
got straight A's when I was trying not to fail. You were at the dance, I was home watching Barbara Mendel. The yearbook called you the most likely to succeed. While I was sick that day, my photo's nowhere to be seen. I am the freak, I am the fag, I am the weirdo one you couldn't stand. I am the geek, I am the nerd, you beat me up when I was dead. So what? I play with dolls, I play with dolls. Guess who? You don't remember me. Hey, guess who? You're singing to my song right now. You see that you all have to think for this bird. That's true, what they say. Meek shall inherit the earth. I am the freak, I am the fag, I am the weirdo one you couldn't stand. I am the geek, I am the nerd. You beat me up when I was 10. Dolls, I play with dolls. So what? I play with dolls, I play with dolls.
nothing to lose.
Hey man, hey man, pick up the soul. Get on your knees and pray.
To be gay. Thank you to YouTube for allowing that video to remain on their site. If you go to there, you can do a search for Tomboy or OK to the letter B and the word gay and see the very twisted video that was. Before that was Jim Verderos with You're Getting Crazy, Kevin Cahoon with Doll, Super 8 Cum Shot with I Love a Boy, and Bootlickers' I Just Did Your Boyfriend. So let's click that. All these come up. We're coming into the round table now because
we have nothing left.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
I feel so honored tonight.
Early round table.
Yes, but
we've got a lot of interesting little things we're going to try and talk about. Some
interesting?
Well, we'll try and make it interesting. Worst case scenario, I go back to the music that everybody loves.
Chris, sometimes your idea of interesting scares me, Chris.
Yeah, sometimes my thought processes kind of don't work out right.
But, this kind of just caught us off guard at the last minute here. The fact that we had, like, no segments.
Scary enough, I actually knew about this since... at least like noon.
At least you had a few hours notice.
Yeah.
True. It wasn't like a last minute kind of thing.
Yeah, the bad part is, you know, when you find out from one of your personal ads, you get this email, you go, ooh, someone wants to contact me. It's like, no, it's a rejection letter saying you're not coming into the show. But it's a smart way to get a hold of me, Robert. Right, we got a letter in. That's the easiest way Robert got a hold of me.
There you go. If it works, it works.
Yes. So, as I said at the beginning here, we got a letter from Tigger. Holy FCC word. He keeps thinking I'm dreaming, but not hallelujah. Jimmy's giving the what's going on in the area announcement right now. And that's, yes, it's Chris. Sexy, sexy voice. And I'm happy I can just cry. Seriously, he'd almost given up all hope in hearing the show before his release, which is next year. But I get it in tonight. There's a lot of static, but he can hear us. I hear gay people.
I see gay people. They're all around me.
Actually,
they don't know they're gay.
Actually,
yes, they do.
Queer Voices uses that little skit on there. So they go,
there's gay people here?
I hear gay people.
Wait a minute. I didn't know that there were gay people here.
Shh.
Just play along with it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Heaven forbid.
Sorry, I'm...
lost the thought.
Are you in a lost he's gleaming the letter for...
No, I was having another damn chest pain.
Aww.
Slow down, Chris. Hips are still doing the transgender version of the vagina monologues when he gets out. Trying to hear a recording. Unfortunately, I know they got one version of it on Logo. They've got a special on that. I'm not sure how long. I don't think the vagina monologue is running for that long here. Trying to go through. He was listening to the Hat Show. He liked their talk about relationships. And has a lot of information on transgender. Unfortunately, my eyesight's also going. Basically, I'm going downhill here lately. And I can't read it all. So I'm going to have to listen to this here. And finally, Roundtable. It's one of his favorite times of the show. Once again, also, when there are no letters, it doesn't hurt that Chris talks a lot more than... I have a fan. I can't help it. It's an ego stroke.
Let's just hope you don't have a stroke over on air.
I'm going to leave that alone, Chris.
Oh, I did skip over the part where it says I curl his toes. if he can help it. Just, but anyway, he has an answer to the possible question of the famous soccer player who's in his own country having to pay for prostitutes. In the immortal words of Charlie Sheen, yes, I know he's a skank, but he's a sexy skank. You don't pay a prostitute for sex. You pay a prostitute to leave after you're done.
I like that. I really, really like that one.
You can see that on the T-shirt. anyway, he can't express how thrilled he is to hear the show after so long. It was fabulous. I all knew we'd still be doing it. Good job. And hopefully he'll be getting radio reception next week and you can have Jimmy again. We'll be scurrying home to see the Matriarch of Montrose show. Oh. I almost forgot about these. His stamps. This is how he puts in his contribution to the radio station, is he sends us postage stamps.
Oh, how?
Then we give it to the station, and they use that for mailing out purposes.
Hey, there we go.
You know?
It works.
So, pass those along, because I believe next week when we're back, we'll be in Pledge Drive.
Yay.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think it's coming up here again. So get your checkbooks ready. Let's see, a couple of... start off with a couple of New Jersey stories.
Jersey. Oh, my.
You know, of course, we've got the infamous former mayor of Jersey.
Yes, Mr. McGreevy.
What's this one about?
Well, this is such a twisted thing. For those who don't know the whole story, he was governor and came out as being gay because people were upset that he had hired his gay Israeli lover to be the head of Homeland Security for Jersey. So then all hell broke loose. He quit. And now his wife is filing for divorce. One of his former aides came up and said that he had a three-way with the McGreevys.
Oh, my.
Which he denied, she didn't. And finally, they're starting to act like adults because it only took them 3 days to decide the custody of their daughter.
Just 3 days?
Just 3 days. They've been fighting back and forth. You know, they're still talking about alimony and child support. And she's claiming fraud because she didn't realize she was marrying a gay man.
I only have one question.
Yeah?
Was the aide cute?
He was kind of cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. So.
That's all I was wondering. I don't care about the rest of it.
But, yeah, it's... You know, it's a sad little thing of how it's coming out, and then, you know, you've got this story of this finally acting like an adult on with a child. Of
that just came out wrong.
I know, it did. As soon as I said it, it came out wrong. And let's go to the next part. What was it about the New Jersey marriage?
Oh, yeah, there was a gay couple.
I'm going to let Jose talk for a while, and I'm just going to sit here and try and keep from passing out. How's that sound?
That's okay. Fine.
Somebody get him a piece of candy.
No,
it's not that. I think it's the other direction, but
okay.
Oh. Continue.
Yeah, this comes out of here we
Jersey.
Go, New Jersey again. This is in Secaucus. A couple has filed a civil suit against the town, claiming that they were harassed by a group of firefighters who were partying at the firehouse adjacent to their residence. The incident occurred in April of 2004. This is from the New Jersey Journal through tollroad.com. On the morning of April 25th, 2004, a gay couple living in Secaucus was awakened by the sound of raucous partying at the firehouse next door. After one of the men, Timothy Carter, approached a group of firefighters about 1 a.m., asking them to keep it down, they allegedly began berating him when he returned to the house. What the couple described as a drunken mob shook their fence, banged on the side of the house, and loudly threatened to kill the men and their dogs, and your little dog too, yeah. Despite complaints to the town, Carter and his partner, Peter DeVries, allege little was done to discipline the firefighters and said they lived in constant fear before moving away. In opening statements before the Superior Court jury, Mullen said firefighters shouted derogatory anti-homosexual epithets and death threats. And goes on to say that they are terrified, paralyzed with fear. And this was never fully investigated by anybody in the town.
How's Toto doing?
Yeah. So, then they opened the hate crime probe, and then they canceled it due to lack of evidence. And the couple claims post-traumatic stress disorder, and they are seeking unspecified damages.
See, one thing about a lot of the firehouses up north is they also double as social halls.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
So, it's a weird thing, but basically, you know, the trucks are pulled out, and you've got a large room where you can bring in tables. You can have parties in that. Yeah. That's a Yankee thing, apparently.
Obviously, I've never seen it down here.
So apparently, they were just having a little bit of fun, but you know,
went too far.
It went too far.
You can never go too far.
But, you know, this should be volunteer firemen, because volunteer firemen are hot.
I know. Well, a couple you of those. Know this being in Tomball, right?
That was one of the reasons I played Johnny, Are You Queer? They're trying to start rumors here. Lance Bass comes out of a gym there with a half naked, very good looking man, and they're calling it his half-naked security detail. Like, Lance Bass really needs security detail.
Can I do security?
Yeah, I'm sure he needs all the security he needs. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was swamped. He went somewhere in some other country, and they were still interested in him. He's cute and all, but... Yeah, come on.
That's
he's,
about it.
He's, mm-hmm. Yeah, boy band.
That phase is pretty much gone for him now. I mean,
yeah, this is now he turned 29 or 30.
No, the boy in question is quite hot. You know, built, stacked.
Yeah, it's just.
Do we have a picture?
Yeah, of course we do.
Let's hold this up to the microphone so you can all see it.
Well, yeah, I have to agree with you on that one there, Jose.
Well, they can just see his abs, so scroll up.
Yeah.
Who cares about the rest of them?
Put a flag over the head.
I'll take two.
Some of us might like to see the face, not to mention other things.
Take two and call me in the morning.
Yeah.
But supposedly Judd.
Let me know how it went.
Yeah, supposedly according to the rags on there, it is a friend. He is gay, but it's just a friend.
Just a friend.
We know how that phrase goes.
Isn't it always just a friend?
What's just a call?
I mean,
I've done a lot of things with just friends. Gay, straight, you know, whatever.
So have I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. What do we want to do next?
Party!
Party. Well, no, party comes after the show.
Oh, dang.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Award goes to, what's this guy's name? Aaron Chandler from Amherst, Massachusetts. He was on vacation in the Cayman Islands and was arrested for kissing his partner on the dance floor at a club, apparently. It was preceded by two confrontations with an identified local who asked them to stop what they were doing. The Gay Compass reports about a half hour later, at about 11 p.m., an unidentified woman approached the two men and asked Mr. Chandler to follow her to meet a friend. The friend turned out to be an off-duty police officer. He told me he did not want me to show public displays of affection, Mr. Chandler said. He said it was against the law for two people of the same sex. Mr. Chandler said he kissed his gay partner again just before this party was going to leave the Royal Palms. The officer grabbed my wrist and told me he was placing me under arrest, Chandler said. A crowd of people, let's see, lost my place here, it doesn't matter. Since a crowd of people, some tourists and some residents, followed the police officer while he was leading him away. They were asking him why he was doing this, and one asked how he could do this in a British territory. The officer called his superior, who arrived about 5 minutes later, Chandler said. On the way to the Georgetown police station, Chandler said the superior officer told him the law was stupid, but that he had to enforce it. Once at the station, Chandler was made to wait to speak to an inspector. Inspector never came, but the original officer came back, gave him a stern talking to, telling him he didn't care what he did in private, but that he could not kiss his partner in a public place. He attempted to make Chandler promise not to kiss his partner in public again, and they released him. Chandler says, I do display affection when I'm with my boyfriend publicly. It's never anything most people would consider obscene. However, it's usually in the form of holding hands or a quick kiss. Caribbean has never been a safe place for gays and lesbians. Certainly sympathizes with Chandler's situation. It's important to remember that displaying same-sex affection can get you much worse than an arrest. Be careful out there.
There's some places I can't remember all of them, but there's quite a few that you could actually end up being physically hurt.
Yeah.
The problem is that a lot of the old British territories still carry very old British laws.
Yes.
That are actually no longer enforced in Britain, of all places, you know, where the laws came from. But they're still enforced in the territories. And it's really stupid, really messed up, but they just haven't done away with them because for the longest time it didn't matter, and now it is again, and now they're being brought up, and it's like a game of let's name the stupid law and see who we can get in trouble for it.
Yes.
Partially from the culture, and, you know, understanding with British law is it wasn't till, within the past 10 years that it would be illegal for Mark to have sex and DJ to have sex.
Because they weren't 21 yet.
Because the law in England was for gay male sex, you had to be 21. Lesbian sex was 16. And straight sex was 16. That was the law for hundreds of years.
That makes no sense.
It does when you think when the law was proposed.
Yeah.
When frumpy Queen Victoria was in charge, basically they said, well, what do we do for gay sex? And, you know, they made it 21. They go, well, two women wouldn't want to have sex, so it wasn't made illegal. And since it wasn't illegal, it was the same sex as regular, as heterosexual sex.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, I mean, it kind of correlates with a lot of the age of consent laws here in the United States.
Yeah.
They do the same thing, but they break it down again by sexes and then homosexual sex. And
now that's changed since of Lawrence v. Texas, that there is
yeah.
no...
Yeah.
But it was... that was part of the laws that they had, and you know, it went down to 18, and then eventually the current law is 16, which is why if you ever saw the original version of Queer as Folk, it was even more controversial, because in the British version, mm-hmm. the young character was 15, which made him even illegal if the laws had been changed. And, you know, when we came over to the United States, the character was made, you know, 17, 18, so it was closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make it legal with the United States laws. Yeah.
But, you know, United States laws.
People wouldn't freak out because he was a pedophile.
Yeah.
But, leave my family out of this.
Yeah, you know, but the twisted part of the laws were here in the United States, there were a couple of states not that long ago where the age of consent for straight sex was 13.
Yeah.
That was Delaware and Georgia.
Not to name any names.
And the rule in Georgia was an interesting one. This, the age of consent was 13 as long as you can prove you weren't first.
Okay.
Wait. Huh?
Basically, you can drink out of the keg, but you can't tap it.
Okay, all right.
That's the thing, is if you're able to prove that the 13-year-old girl had sex before... It was legal. And I think since then that law has been changed.
And the only
okay,
way
and
to
and how
been
are
able
you
to
going to prove this?
Or prove that daddy had taken the 13-year-old boy in to see madam, whoever.
Yeah.
Who knows how they, you know.
Yeah.
In a very deliverance kind of way, how they yeah. determine that sort of stuff.
The only way it's they real. The only way they might have been able to prove that she was not a virgin is if they actually did a medical examination.
Yeah. Even that. Or we're talking about Georgia. You wait till she drops the first kid, and then but then you wait till she's 14. So
the little hamster in my wheel up top just kind of died, but the wheel's still spinning. So the hamster's like, roll.
Well, as long
what?
As long as the hamster
kinda like socks in a dryer.
Yeah.
Well, as long as that hamster you have is in the northern hemisphere, not in the southern hemisphere.
Limmy wings!
Anyways, but for information, for as public reference for anyone who would like to know this kind of information, the source for that is a website called ageofconsent.com.
Now, a lot of those haven't been updated in quite some time.
Yeah, they haven't, and there are a disclaimer saying, you know, don't take our word for it.
Check your local laws.
Check your local laws and all that other fun stuff. You know, don't. Yeah.
And if you're traveling internationally, you can forget about age of consent laws anywhere. And yes,
in other words, we're not advocating boinking the one next door to you.
Yes.
What were we talking about? Strobe light?
Anyway, okay. This comes from.
All right. Blink. My hamster is now doing like his.
You keep this up, and we're going to have the animal rights show after us. And yes, we have one on this station.
They're not
mayor,
already.
This comes out to us from Moldova. The mayor there has banned the gay pride parade.
The mayor of the capital city.
The capital city, Moldova. Chisinau
of Moldova.
Okay, Moldova. Where is Moldova?
Europe.
It's somewhere in, I think, the region of Yugoslavia.
Isn't that one of...
It's in Eastern Europe.
Sorry, my geography has gone the way of the dodo.
It's Eastern Europe.
Then again, you know, it is almost 3:00 in the morning.
Eastern Europe, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere between the former Yugoslavia and the former Soviet Union. So
okay.
Take your pick. Somewhere it's a former there. Something.
Anyway, you former something.
I know. We'll look it up on Wikipedia in a minute.
Going on.
Dev, yeah.
Okay, organizers have sent out a notice earlier today, part of which read, "It's already sixth time that a peaceful LGBT demonstration is banned in Moldova, despite pressure and criticism of the Council of Europe, European Union, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe." From the police City Hall and mass media, we have learned that a number of groups was planning violent attacks on Pride participants. We believe that the unlawful decision to City Hall was designed to shift the responsibility for any victims of violence from local authorities and the police to Pride organizers. Basically, they were doing this to protect the people organizing the event. Actions of the Chisinau City Hall and police are in violation of the European Convention for Human Rights and the Universal Declaration for Human Rights, to which Moldova is a signatory.
Calls coming in. Oh, the phone just dropped.
Yeah, I hung up the phone.
I wanted it on hold so there wouldn't be any more phone calls.
Oh, hush. There's seven lines. And I have a feeling we have an answer to the question.
Yeah, it's near the Ukraine.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Ooh, that's a hot space to be. Always want to be near the Ukraine.
Uh-huh. Mm. Leave my crane out of this.
Hey, now.
All right, boys.
Your crane or my crane?
So...
Oh, God.
Somebody...
Boy, it's late.
It's a crane.
It looks, you know, this is as bad as hanging out with some friends of mine the other night. We decided we were going to Galveston and I said...
You've got friends?
Oh, no.
In low...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, these are my friends in low places. You know, it was late. I was a little punchy from not sleeping and I...
Oh, you're punchy all the time.
Well, we were talking about going over to Crystal Beach and, you know, out of the blue, I just asked...
That's it.
Are the ferries still running? And, you know, not thinking about what I was saying until after I had said it, I was like, oh, crap.
So was it before midnight?
It was way after midnight. We were watching the sun come up over Clear Lake.
Okay.
Oh, my
the ferries were just about to start running.
My condolences.
So.
No, the ferries were running all around town.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So
constantly.
And when they chase each other down the street, is that a drag race? Anyways.
No.
Only if they're in dresses.
Heels.
Clack, 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 clack. Okay.
Hold on. We got to come up. We're coming up to the...
Oh, hold on.
We're going to be coming up here to the top of the hour in just a moment. I think we'll step out, take a little music break, and regroup.
Yeah.
Maybe pray a little bit.
Pray to whom?
Hold hands and sing kumbaya.
I think we're beyond that now.
So we'll be getting into a little bit more political news and such. But I'm just trying to stretch out to make it up to the top of the hour.
Stretch.
Speak no evil over there.
Okay.
See no and hear no evil.
Too late on that.
All right. You've been listening to After Hours. You still are, apparently.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It's After Hours, all right.
I started doing the closing of the show.
It's 3 o'clock.
Are we talking to my buddy, Master Bates?
Chris, it's not 4.
Lord.
Yeah, it's only 3 o'clock.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
And to all our friends behind bars, welcome.
And we'll be back after a little more alcohol.
We're going old school with a little bit of music here.
You've got mail.
Oh, take us away, Sylvester. A double shot of Sylvester with Do You Wanna Funk and Take Me to Heaven here on After Hours. That's classic, classic rock. Sylvester was out in the disco days. You know, back when disco was still on a disc that was vinyl.
Haven't seen one of those in forever.
Disc that was vinyl? What's vinyl?
It's the thing that goes on those funny-looking machines under where I rest my arm here.
I thought that was the fabric that covered the upholstery on my car.
Way back when.
Yeah, way back when.
Or if you get a work vehicle these days.
Or, you know, if you use the...
I don't know. I've got a love seat at home that's covered in something they call pleather.
Yikes.
Plastic leather.
Naga hide.
Naga hide.
I'm sorry.
Wonder how many nagas they had to slay in order to get the hide.
Yeah, how much was just showed our age there by recognizing the word naga hide?
Oh. Well, why did that hand shoot up in the air?
I don't know.
And it was quick, too. I thought maybe you'd been struck by lightning.
Bad hand. Bad.
A bad hand. Bad hand. No, Wes. Not bad hand.
Not this time.
I've seen your boyfriend. He can't be bad hand if he's listening to it.
Mm. Speaking of which, where's he at anyway?
I think he's still outside polluting his lungs.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I could be wrong.
Who knows?
He could be on his way in.
Who knows?
Better than being on his way out?
If that was the case, he'd be walking someplace.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you got the keys.
Yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't have access to the car.
Exactly.
Smart. Without you.
Smart choice.
Very smart man.
Well, considering it's my car.
Uh-huh. Come on. And when are you going to get him one of his own?
Do we need to play Sugar Daddy?
Yes, please.
You got some sugar, Mama. Come on, where is it?
I don't know. You tell me. What are you looking for?
It's not working.
Give it to Benid. I mean, look at how many boxes. Go. Okay.
Did you finally find it?
Yeah, he's got the cameras outside.
What are they doing?
Ah, now here he comes. The camera's inside the conference room.
He was coming in, but he returned.
Well, I see one.
Yeah, he turned around backwards. Now he's going to the bathroom.
I'm back.
That's a scary thought.
I'm coming.
I could have done without
you. You're breathing hard.
Both.
Yeah, Sean's rolling on the floor.
Hi there.
Hey, woo.
Uh-oh.
The other show is pulling in.
Laughing is F.A.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Oh.
Always F-A. Am.
Close that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Sean's. He's lost his mind laughing.
Yeah, we heard.
It was scary.
Some television.
I think I wet myself.
Let's see. There was some interesting television news coming up here. If I can find it here, we've got a gay wedding.
Woohoo!
Coming up on
what show?
Brothers and Sisters.
Really?
Let's see, where are they talking about it in here? There was some brothers and sisters, Kevin and Scotty, got engaged, and now they're getting hitched.
Wow.
Which I can hear the conservatives talking about, because the main reason for it is so that Scotty can get health insurance. USA Today visited the set of Big Brothers and Sisters commitment ceremony, and got some quotes from the regular. Matthew Rice, which, if I remember correctly, is... not Scotty, he's
the other one?
Yeah, Rice, he's yeah. Hello, who's Scotty's?
Sorry, I can't help you on that one.
The brother.
I haven't seen that one myself.
Yeah. I'm usually not home Sunday night, so
he's commenting on the wedding cake hopper. Is it a man or a woman? Oh, it's two men. Fantastic. There were jokes made that they wouldn't be able to find two men. So they'd have to doctor the woman by adding a mustache. Luke and I were rehearsing.
Imagine that.
On the ceremony, Luke and I were rehearsing on who was to stand where, and which would put one of us in the woman's position. So that would be interesting.
So if one of them is in the woman's position, does that mean one of them is the woman of the relationship?
Who knows? Yeah, that's what everyone will be saying is, oh my God, he's in the woman. He's which side there actually, I guess, would be versatile. About halfway through the ceremony, you rotate.
Well, see, this is why I love my relationship, because people ask me, like, so who's the woman in the relationship? And I'm like, out of the three of us? Okay, so one of us is the woman, one of us is the man, and one of us is the hermaphrodite. No. You lose.
That's
your question sucks.
We're all turf, no surf. Callista Flockhart said, it's a milestone. She's really quite pleased to be a part of it. Rob Lowe, it's pretty romantic in here. Chad Lowe, who is visiting, he's here to witness history. Balthasar Getty.
So is Callista Flockhart going to eat something on air? Or?
It would be nice to see her eat something.
Yeah.
No comment.
How about an alley meal, anyways?
Head on table. So thump.
It was, you know, there was a lot of talk. I saw, I didn't see the, in the wedding proposal they had, but when they showed it here on air, on the net, there's all these comments going, I'm this big old gay man in Alabama, and I was crying at seeing this. It's like, God, you know? It is going to be, you know, historic, and supposedly GLAAD is sending out little information kits to people to explain to them what a gay marriage is all about.
The insurance.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Say what out loud?
We've told you about that already once tonight.
Stop saying stuff out loud.
You did it again.
Hey, straight couples have been doing it for immigration and for insurance.
Benefits.
Any sorts of benefits for years.
Why can't we?
Tax breaks.
So, Gossip Girl, which I will have to admit I have never seen.
It's a confusing show.
Well, had a coming out for one of the guys.
Oh, which one?
One of the boys who was caught out making... Let's see. So last night's Gossip Girl featured an episode with a big coming out for one of the boys who was caught making out with newbie Asher Hornsby.
Oh, my God.
Eric is the character that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Eric's coming out and his... coming out. It was actually kind of leaked out earlier when they asked the character, the mother character, in an interview saying that, you know, her child was coming out. It was like, oops. And Grey's Anatomy is going Gay's Anatomy here with a gay soldier story.
Ooh.
And a kiss.
I like a man in a uniform, but I prefer it on my floor anyway.
How cliche.
last night's Grey's Anatomy featured a gay soldier romance. They clipped the opening scene on Tola Road. The soldiers were played by Benny Caramello from Friday Night Lights, character Santiago, and Road Rules grad David Guintoli. Gaiontoli.
Gaiontoli.
I had to flip the wrist there.
Nothing unusual there.
Upside down. Yeah, this is what I'm talking. You have to get going the Italian way. There's the couple. Oh,
they're hot.
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
Somebody else stepped on that one.
Tell me.
Get it going the Italian way. Is there any other way?
I can think of half a dozen.
Here's another reason for you to go to Tola Road. The Austrian national rugby team got their butt spanked in Lithuania.
Literally?
Not even in a good way.
was that literal?
They were beat 48-0. But they drowned their sorrows in a mass strip tease and a rousing rendition of Singing in the Rain in the public square in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, which, of course, was filmed by a bystander and posted on the internet.
Yes! I was going to ask, was there a video?
Yes, there is, and it's NSFW. Not safe for work. The video's a little grainy, but, you know, so is a lot of your Austrian porn. The guest...
You're going to the wrong store, that's all.
The video put out by a blogger on social community website was taken up by the Lithuanian News Board, showed a group of 20 men singing and stripping off their clothes in a street, while people in a nearby bar clapped and cheered. Yes, these are the men we played against on Saturday. I guess the defeat could have prompted them to do that, Lithuanian Rugby Federation president told Reuters. The police chief says stripping in public could be considered an act of hooliganism, but by then the Austrian team had gone home. Let's hope they lose more often.
Please,
can
I know.
Somebody email me that video, please?
Find the link.
Go to Tola Road. Tola Road. It's one of the sites that is being nominated for on the New Next Now Awards on Logo. And I think it's on a really rude comment. Come on, refresh.
It's 3 a.m. We can't refresh.
No, it's all the people outside in the lobby there sucking up the
bandwidth.
I'll go pull my whip out and beat them.
Don't threaten them with a good time now. Come on.
They would enjoy it.
Hey, if it distracts them long enough that we can pull this up, sure.
Yeah.
Tola Road, it's nominated in the New Next Now Awards for best blog. It's supposed to be best blog, but they've got a tacky way of saying it.
Well, we can close out the other tabs if we're done with those.
Let's see. Oh, the wonderful anti-feminist Eagle Forum fossil, Phyllis Schlafly, is going to be given an honorary doctorate by Washington University.
You mean she's still alive?
Wait a minute, start that description over again.
How do you get an honorary doctorate?
Anti-gay, anti-feminist, Eagle Forum fossil, Phyllis Schlafly.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah. It's quoting
Thank you for that repeat.
Yeah. Basically, she was, back in the 70s, she was anti-feminist. I heard the jinglings there, so. Oh, God, hold on. I had to save the show and kill the mic.
Wait, did my mic get killed?
No, it's still on.
Yeah. She's one of the reasons why people say that, the biggest thing that causes homosexuality is rampant right-wing conservatism.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, she's anti-gay, anti-feminist, anti-woman, and her son is queer.
Go figure.
Sonny Bono, Republican, anti-queer.
Shall we just start breaking out the sparklers everywhere now?
So, they're trying to get them to rescind giving an honorary doctorate to here, but let's see. Tola Road, they're working with them. Tola Road and Logo is presenting an award for the most impactful video news moment of the year as one part, and then Tola Road is nominated in another part. Let's see. Their news segments, the nominee, and the nominees are... For the, let's see, nominees. Here we go. Trying to...
This thing would run faster if DJ would stop watching his boyfriend on cam.
Let's see. Here we go. Tola Road, the most impactful news moment of the year. Takes me back to that damn web... Oh, here it is.
I didn't scroll that far enough.
Al Gore voices his support for marriage equality. Ellen DeGeneres speaks out about Lawrence King, which we played here. GOP San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders reverses opinion on same-sex marriage. Larry Craig declares he's not gay and never has been gay. And Sally Kern. Sally Kern compares says gays worse than terrorists.
What?
Yeah, that was the Oklahoma state representative.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's an
interview. How does Oklahoma have any right to say anything?
Oklahoma. Where's that guy?
Oklahoma. No, it's Oklahoma.
All right.
Did we really go there on that one?
Here's some good awards we can go for here. The AfterElton.com New Next Now Award for Best Gay Kiss of 2007. We've got Kevin and Scotty from Brothers and Sisters. Jack and Ianto from Torchwood. Jack and John from Torchwood. Jonah Hill and Andy Samberg's dad from Saturday Night Live. Luke and Noah from As the World Turns. Zach and Sean from Shelter.
Ooh, that's got my vote.
That's Brad Rowe, which he was in Billy's Hollywood Screen Kiss.
Ah, okay.
Oh, okay. The not so, you know, I'm allegedly straight.
Yeah.
Character.
We know how that goes.
And Zach and Sean have finally kissed again. They finally got to share a kiss. There was a big controversy that when Valentine's Day came around, all the other straight couples had kisses and romantic embraces and all that, and they basically kind of hugged.
I remember that.
And so there was this big uproar, and some websites went up saying, you know, here's a counter of how many days it's been since they kissed. And so now they finally kissed, and of course, the right-wingers started a campaign to protest Procter & Gamble.
They're all up in arms.
The religious right member is neither.
Here we go. Okay.
Religious or right?
Best lesbian kiss.
Okay.
There's probably hundreds of them in here.
yeah.
I got a feeling.
Not to be mean, but they get more kisses than we do.
True.
Let's see if this. Oh, wow. Took us back to the front. No.
Margaret. Ooh. Always like the front.
Yeah, well, dating Mark, I'm sure you do.
I don't know what the hell that is.
But it's really high.
That's hot.
Yeah.
All right, so that's not how.
Well, if we knew what was going on over here.
Here's where Toll Road is nominated for. They're in the most, the totally most rad, sickest blog ever. Delisted, Dorothy Surrenders, Queerty, and Toll Road. For the categories of most totally rad, sickest blog ever. How do you come up with that?
Brink of Fame, Breakout Destination.
Oh, well, that one I expect.
Because You Deserve an Award.
Oh, okay.
In the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Because You Deserve an Award.
Wait,
Award.
I like your award.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Color me envious.
What the hell am I missing?
Stand up and look.
These two or without?
I'm the luckiest man in the room.
Hey, you can go downhill skiing now.
Shall I play alpine skiing for you?
Maybe later.
Okay, because you deserve an award.
Uh-huh,
award.
Do it.
Andre J.
And if we get into trouble, we can always call Assad with Arrow Cab Company.
Ari Gold, Gossip Girl, Luke McFarlane, and Margaret Cho. Okay.
So Margaret Cho, huh?
Yay!
I like Margaret.
Brink of Fame comic. We're going to do a little update here with it. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago about one of our...
Our intrepid receptionist, David, was had been sick. We heard he had been able to keep anything down. Talked to him recently, and he is suffering from a bad case of acid reflux disease.
Ooh.
He's on liquids now. The upper and lower GI returned nothing cancerous.
It was worth a shot.
So it was nothing like that. But he is on liquids now, so... want to say get well, David, and we hope to have you back here soon, and best of luck to you.
Yeah.
So...
The comedy things, yeah. I only recognize one person from there. Julie Goldman from The Gay Sketch Show. Except I think that show's kind of gone downhill since... With the new season. Best Future Feature...
Oh, another gang sequel. Hey, all right.
Oh, these are the movies.
Breakfast with Scott, Finn's Girl.
Let's see. Yeah, best future feature. Another gay movie, Breakfast with Scott. That's the one with the gay hockey players. Finn's girl, Milk, out at the wedding, and the gymnast.
You know, an open microphone is the same thing that got Louis Welch in trouble. And
hey, Jose, are the fairies still running yet?
Most addictive reality star. Christian Siriano from Project One Way has got my vote.
Well, I think we need another regrouping.
Please. Yeah, we do.
Find something to stick in here.
We could give you lots of things.
This crew?
Oh my.
Careful what you say.
Spin the wheel.
Careful
make
what
a
you
deal.
Wish for. Yes.
Haven't heard him in a little while. Jeff Krasner. And this is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
I have climbed the highest mountains. I run through the fields. Oh, let I be with you. Yes, oh, let I be with you. I have run, and you know I have fought. I have scaled these city walls, these city walls, only to be with you.
But I still
haven't found
what I'm looking for.
Who knows?
Jeff Krasner. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Krasner.
That was a really good cover of U2 there. Hadn't heard that before.
Oh, it's one of our favorite ones of his. Yeah. He's kind of easy on the eyes, too.
Ooh. I wouldn't want him. I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers. But anyway.
Oh, my.
Obviously, the fact there's more room on the floor.
Well, yeah. No, there's actually more room in my bed. I learned efficiency.
There's no room.
Actually, I prefer the phrase instead of kick him out of my bed for eating crackers from the movie Suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
I would kick him out of my ass. That was supposedly uttered by a straight character.
Imagine that.
Jose, you gonna catch the ferry yet?
I got. Anyways.
Moving on.
I caught you, didn't I?
Gee, just like the Kentucky Derby, beating a dead horse.
Thank you.
All right. So, are we out of ideas yet, or?
Obviously, you haven't been paying attention to the show because we ran out of ideas. Oh, I don't know.
At the beginning?
I would have to say 2.5 hours ago.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Did we talk about Gene Robinson on the Today Show already, or
no? I didn't know about that. Go ahead.
He appeared on the Today Show and spoke briefly with Matt Lauer about misinterpretations of the Bible and homosexuality, his disinvitation from the Lambeth Conference, and his plans to attend the Rift in the Church. His plans to enter into a civil union and the difficult time he had. His partner and their two daughters have gone through. Robinson was asked why he wore a bulletproof vest, and he said, "When you try to love the world the way God loves the world, you're going to get in trouble."
Now, for those of you who don't know Gene Robinson, he is appointed an Episcopal a bishop in New Hampshire, I believe.
Yes, I think so.
And this caused a large rift in the Anglican community, where you have some of the more conservative African members of the African countries that are in the Anglican Communion are threatening to leave the Anglican Communion, and some American Episcopal groups are thinking about leaving just because of this gay bishop. Because I think their policy is you can be gay, you just can't practice it or enjoy it.
They need to just accept the fact that, hello, gays exist. Live with it.
What would you do
if your own son was gay and he was a pastor or whatever at the time? What would you do? Leave the whatever church? Just because of him?
Well, you got to remember, they're going off of some 2,000-year-old book written by a bunch of hippies, and some of them were drug users. If you don't believe me, you've got 13 guys going around the country. None of them are working. They hang out together, long hair, robes, and sandals. That sounds like hippies to me.
Sounds like drag queens to me.
Well,
that too.
This actually caught my attention. This comes through Toll Road via NPR, via another blog. This is coming out of this is an NPR piece that Alex Spiegel did. It's about two little boys who identify as girls, two transgender children. One child's family in Oakland, California, is allowing the child to live as a girl. The other is under the care is in Toronto, and they're torturing the child to death, apparently.
Hold on. This scroll up again a little bit here.
Yes.
Okay. The original article is from NPR. There's a link to it, to the article by Alex Spiegel. What we're reading from was written by Dan Savage.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Michael Savage. This is Dan Savage of Savage Love, who you can find in the Houston Press.
Okay, and this is the article from NPR. So this started with one of the children started at 2.5 wanting to dress as Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. And that's when mom got a little worried, it says here.
They just using first names. Bradley had always had a preference for girls' things. From the earliest days, he had chosen girls' dolls, identified with female characters, and gravitated towards female children. But Carol, his mother, had never thought to care. But as far as she was concerned, it wasn't a loaded gun. It wasn't a lit cigarette. She had never really crossed her mind to say, you really ought to play with a truck.
Then on Halloween, the things kind of changed. To simulate Dorothy's hair, Carol covered Bradley's blonde crew cut with a brown tea towel. Bradley loved it. In fact, he became obsessed with his tea towel hair. For months afterward, he would wake up every morning, put the towel on his head. When Carol tried to remove it, he would protest. It was really obsessive, Carol says. We had to really negotiate times when you just couldn't wear it anymore. He seemed to feel uncomfortable and nervous sometimes when he didn't have this hair, his tea towel hair. Now, as he grew older, Bradley's discomfort with things male also grew. He would shun other boys, played exclusively with girls. Again, this concerned his mother, but she wasn't, you know, too, like, freaking out about it. But a single event transformed her vague sense of worry into something more serious. Bradley came home at the from the park with his babysitter one afternoon, and he was covered in blood.
A gash on his forehead that caused when two 10-year-old boys had thrown him off some playground equipment. So she sought professional help. The school referred her to a psychologist in Toronto who came back with the evaluation of gender identity disorder, which is still listed as a psychological disorder under the APA. Gender identity disorder is a label given to children who believe themselves to be born in the wrong biological body. This diagnostic label encompasses a range of behaviors. This doctor has worked for close to 30 years, has a specific method for treating these children. Whenever Dr. Ken Zucker, encounters a child younger than 10 with GID, he tries to make the child comfortable with the sex he or she was born with. So to treat Bradley, Zucker explained to Carol that she and her husband would have to radically change their parenting. Bradley would no longer be able to spend time with girls. He could no longer play with girlish toys or pretend he was a female character. All of these activities were a danger to a kid with gender identity disorder. He explained that unless Carol and her husband helped the child to change his behavior, as Bradley grew older, he would likely be rejected by both peer groups. Boys would find his feminine interest unappealing, and girls would want more boyish boys. Bradley would be an outcast. By the time he started therapy, he was almost 6 years old, and she had a house full of Barbie dolls and Polly Pockets. She now had to remove them. To cushion the blow, she couldn't take all the toys away at once. So she told Bradley he could choose one or two toys a day. As the pile of toys dwindled, Carol realized Bradley was hoarding. She would find a female action figure stashed behind the couch and pillows.
Oh, my God. Rainbow unicorns hidden in the back of his closet. The boy seemed at a loss, and they gave him male toys, but he chose not to play at all. Turned to coloring and drawing and simply would not play with anything. Color and draw for hours and hours, and that's all he would do, is what his mom says. Goes on to say that I think he was really lost. The whole way that he knew and understood to play was just sort of, you know, removed from the house. His drawings also proved problematic. Bradley would populate his pictures with the toys and interests he no longer had access to. Princesses, fairies, rainbows. So under Dr. Zucker's direction, Carol and her husband sought to change this as well. They'd ask him, can you draw a boy for us? Can you draw a boy in the picture? And then he didn't want us to see his drawings or watch him drawing because he would always say, can you draw a boy? Carol says, and then finally after, I don't know, a month or two, he's just said, Mama, I don't know how. I don't know how to draw a boy. Carol says she finally sat down and showed him. From then on, Bradley drew boys as directed. Male figures with anemic caps of hair on their heads filled the pages of his sketchbook. Now, on the flip side of this, the family in Oakland, the boy Jonah, his father Joel, realized it too, that no amount of enthusiasm could okay, no pun intended, but
couldn't get into play with balls. Trucks languished untouched. Fire engines gathered dust. Joel preferred girl toys. I'm going to step in the room and get the phone.
Yeah.
As Jonah grew older, these preferences became more pronounced. Jonah is physically beautiful. He has dark hair and eyes, a face with China doll symmetry, and small, graceful frame. people kept asking if it was his... kept thinking it was his daughter, not his son. Around the age of 3, Jonah started taking his mother's clothing. He would borrow a long t-shirt and belt and fashion it into a dress. This went on for months. Pam remembers watching her child mournfully finger his outfit.
No, sir, that's going to be later in the
month. On here. And at the point he said, well, you just want to wear a dress, don't you? As Jonah's face lit up and said, yes. Now Joel and Pam refer to their son as she.
No, sir,
that afternoon, Pam, her sister, and Jonah piled in the family car. I thought she was going to hyperventilate or faint because she was so happy. Before then or since then, I don't think I've ever seen her out of her mind as happy as to take her to was when they drove her to Target to pick out her dress. Pam allowed Jonah to get 2 dresses, but felt incredibly conflicted about it. Even though Jonah asked, she wouldn't allow him to buy any more dresses for a year afterward. So Jonah wore those 2 dresses every day, nothing else, until Pam got sick of looking at them. After a year, she said Joel began to permit other small purchases, but every time it provoked a crisis. On that. They took her to a therapist and said, in fact, you know, it's okay if it was gay, they just don't want to be transgendered. This therapist approach was, turn the mic back on there. Their therapist encouraged
okay, so
I lost my place here. So they,
I apologize. Their therapist was more encouraging than the psychiatrist in on Toronto, basically.
They didn't like this therapist. Didn't put on the label of gender identity disorder. Just described Jonah as transgendered. And they discouraged him from putting Jonah in any kind of therapy at all. They made it clear that Jonah's not depressed or anxious or anything going on in the world really needs to be in therapy for. So don't put a kid in therapy unless they need it. They did the therapist encouraged them to allow Jonah to live as a little girl. And they even changed his name from Jonah to Jonah, dropping the H at the end.
Oh, I see.
Is how they did that. From J-O-N-A-H.
Yeah. To J-O-N-A.
Yeah.
Which is kind of things here. But it's an interesting story here about how different therapies you can have of, you know, you've got a similar situation and how there's 2 completely different tracks on these sorts of things where you want to jump in at any time with...
Honestly, I don't even know where to go with that one.
It's interesting to see how 2 different schools of thought play into treating
where you've got one
or not treating.
Yeah,
the case maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like how if you were saying there, you know, basically you're abusing this kid because here's a kid who's feels that. They are female. This is how they should be. And the therapist is saying, you know, take all this stuff away from them and do it immediately.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's...
And then what happens is...
Start drawing pictures of boys.
In turn, the child begins to mistrust the parent, which can have more long-term effect.
Here's a good question. How do we know... this child's how old again? What? We said 6 now?
Yes.
How do we not know that in a few years that this could change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that this child is not going to think that they're in the wrong body.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, granted, yeah, they could still grow up and still have these thoughts, just like we have a lot of people these days that are transgendered.
Yes.
You know, but I like the labeled as transgendered, you know, not gender identity disorder. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Was the kid depressed? Were they upset? I mean, yeah, they got beat up once.
You know. And, of course,
got pushed off of playground equipment. That's normal for...
No matter who you are.
I think what they were concerned about was the fact that it's kind of showing that their child does not know how to relate to other boys.
Yeah.
So.
And
okay. being the victim.
That doesn't mean it's gender identity disorder. The child probably has been misdiagnosed.
Or diagnosed for something that it didn't need to be diagnosed.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And then they're just spending their money because the doctor wants the money.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
For all intents and purposes, looking at the same reasoning, I dressed up in a skirt when I was younger, and I played with my sister's Barbies. Ooh, I have gender identity disorder. Lock me away. You know?
It doesn't
matter.
No.
But, it could be... I think what they're saying is it came from something that wasn't just a quick... It wasn't a short phase. They kept seeing it consistent and saw it progressing. And so, it freaked the parents out, unfortunately.
I mean, to this day, I wear sarongs. And yes. I own Living Dead dolls. I don't think much has changed with me. But I still don't think that anything is wrong with me. Well, other things. But...
It's all right, my
kid. Little pills couldn't fix, right?
Yeah. If it's not... broke, don't fix it, unless the kid was depressed about it, even if the harassment was happening on a more constant basis, that's something that the parents need to take up with themselves and with where they're living and with how to deal with the other kid's parents. That has nothing to do with medicating or treating the kid.
Well, that's the good part. I didn't see anything about medicating the kids. True. That's,
But I know
was a bunch of the one therapist, and I hate to say it this way, but it sounds like all he was trying to do was brainwash.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but at the same time, this isn't the only case that's going on. Somewhere there is someone trying to medicate for this.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what they'd use, but...
That's the philosophy nowadays. Drug the kid.
Medicate.
Yeah.
It solves everything.
The kid won't pay attention in class. Medicate him.
Yeah.
It's a case of...
or something like that.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're just bored.
When I was a kid, the philosophy was, if you had a troubled kid, you lock them away in the psychological ward. Deal away with your kids. You put them away, out of sight, warehouse them.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, cause trouble, no matter where you're at, be it in class, out in public, when you got home, you were paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah, or something they did at my elementary school is that, okay, you don't want me to discipline you, kid, then you come up here and you do it.
Well, that's what those nice little notes being mailed home were for.
Yeah.
Didn't go home with us because they knew better. They mailed it home. And believe me, you knew when that letter arrived at home.
Yes.
Not if you intercepted it.
Exactly. Well,
living where we lived at, mailboxes had keys.
Well, we had a key to it because our mom didn't get home in time.
I didn't have a key.
Wanted us to check my
elementary school assistant principal, I wanted to sign her for the asterisk because she had one hell of a swing.
Oh my God.
You remember it well, do you?
Oh, yeah. I still remember that odd shaped
paddle
table. the individual table you have that they have the kids at school.
Oh yes,
those where you grab those. the two sides and get your pops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a masochist.
Once again, showing my age there. That back when corporal punishment was still allowed and welcomed. Yes. And
damn that hand again.
All right, we are getting close here to the end of the show. This has been After Hours and the world-famous and infamous Round Table.
I also missed the mentioning of the fairies.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Man,
beat that dead horse a little bit longer, Sean.
Wait, you missed the hour and a half Round Table?
It's like the Kentucky Derby's over now.
I was on my
All right.
Thank you for listening in, guys.
See y'all next week.
Why in the world you would? I don't...
All right.
Don't have a clue. Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pasale.
They're getting geared up here.
Yeah, and I've got tons of CDs I got to get out of the way. I had some red beans and rice earlier, so it's,
Oh, you were so wrong for that. I like red beans and rice. Thank you very much.
Along with better red beans and rice.
Yeah, it's like learning part of the Cajun alphabet. A-E-I-O-U.
Woo!
Plus, it comes from the fact, you know, I'm Polish, so it's, you know, it's all accordions to me.
All right.
It's
I guarantee.
It's the end.
It's time for your PSAs. Okay. Once again, you've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Do you or someone you know own a local dining establishment? Do you care about community radio and want to offer your support? Later this month, KPFT will host its Spring Pledge Drive. And each drive, restaurants in the area feed our phone volunteers who give their time to help KPFT reach its goals. Donations of food by these establishments are tax deductible and help community radio in the process. Call 713-526-4000 for more information on how Houston eateries can lend a helping hand to KPFT. Ideal locations will be close to downtown Houston and be able to provide meals for 12 hungry volunteers. Again, that's 713-526-4000 for more information. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
Hunger is a reality for more than 33,000 impoverished Houstonians every day. The Empty Bowls Project is a national grassroots effort to fight hunger in local communities. With help from area artists, Empty Bowls Houston is hosting its fourth annual fundraiser benefiting the Houston Food Bank. For a small donation, you'll receive a modest lunch and a one-of-a-kind handcrafted bowl. Join us Saturday, May 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at two neighboring locations in the Museum District on Main Street, Lawndale Art Center and Houston Center for Contemporary Craft. Enjoy live pottery demonstrations and music by two-star symphony, the Southern Backtones, and Mickey Mosley. Get there early. All bowls, including several limited edition artist and celebrity bowls, will be available only on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information, call 713-547-8670 or visit emptybowlshouston.org.
KPFT, Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.